Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm Michelle, and we are the owners of the Main Street Mouse.
And this is the Main Street Mouse weekly podcast, show number 177, for February 21st, 2025.
For your safety, remain seated with the doors closed, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside while the tram is moving. And supervise your children.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Soaring to tower. We are ready for takeoff.
Dead men tell no tale.
I know not who you are, nor how I came to find you. But may I just say, I...
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
Hello, everybody out there in podcast world.
Hi. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. We are back.
We are back after a two-week hiatus.
It has been. The last show was February 3rd.
Holy crap, man.
Yeah, it's been a long, long time.
Yeah, so as we had said before, we were going out of town for my birthday for a trip back home to Michigan. And we were gone. We didn't get home till like, was it late on Monday night?
Late on Monday. And I just realized I said the wrong date when we did the intro. I said 21st. It's 24th. Still asleep.
Okay. Well, it's the 24th.
It's the 24th, people. That's why it's been, the third was the last one 3 weeks ago. So that's me off.
All right. Anyway. So yeah, we've been gone, but we're back.
We're back. And so we're going to try to cover some of the things we did before we left. To talk to you guys about and uncover stuff that we've done. We haven't done a lot, but we've done a couple of things since we got back. And then we're going to try to go through, like, I guess a high-level list of the news items that came out while we were gone.
Yeah, being that there's a lot, we want to make sure that we, like, go through them. And some of them aren't really that important. So.
No, we're just going to mention them, though, in case you didn't hear about them. And that way you can, as always, in the show notes, you'll be able to click on the title of it. And you'll be able to go to the Main Street Mouse website and read the story if you want more information on it.
Mm-hmm.
So before we left that week, we did go to MegaCon here in Orlando.
We did, yes.
Which was great. We walked around for a little bit. It was huge. That thing gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
So, like, almost too big.
It is. Their entrance area where people come in and they pick up their passes and all that stuff was bigger than the House of Mouse Expo.
I know. Well, in fairness, they use the Orange County Convention Center, and which is a massive building. So
huge building.
Multiple buildings. So that you can't really compare, Atwood.
No, I can't.
I mean, if you can if you want, but it's just enormous, and they've been around for so long.
They have been, and sadly, Orlando's not even the biggest show that Fan HQ does. Their biggest show is the Toronto show, which I guess is even bigger. But I heard somebody say that this one had 160,000 attendees this year. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I had read.
Well, I heard that on Saturday it was jam packed, which for me that's not fun.
No.
Like, I would rather go when I can actually breathe and walk a little bit. Mm. But yeah, so we did MegaCon. And that was really it before we left, wasn't it?
Yeah, we spent the whole week just kind of wrapping up loose ends and such around the house and work-wise and just getting our things ready before we left. And then we had launched the pre-order for LPA before we left.
Which is
closed now. But we had done a bunch of things like that. So we didn't really do anything that was fun the week before we left. It was a lot of just getting ready for the trip. But again, MegaCon was, it was fun to walk around. I don't think we bought fudge. I think that was the only thing we bought.
The only thing we bought was fudge.
And paid for parking.
And then we don't know what happened to the fudge.
No, it disappeared.
Yeah, when we were in Michigan. I know, because you were like, should we buy fudge? We went to Frankenmuth because they have fudge there. And I'm like, oh, shoot, we have fudge somewhere. And then when we got home, you were looking for it, and it's nowhere to be found.
I must have thrown it away before we left, just thinking it would be bad by the time I don't know.
What a waste.
It was a waste. We only ate about a quarter of what we bought.
Yeah, why would you throw it away a day later?
I don't know, because I thought it wouldn't be... Well, no, we got that on Friday. We left on Monday, so it was like 4 days. Oh. We were still home, and we never ate it.
Whatever. So there's missing fudge.
There's missing fudge in Winter Garden. So you see that fudge, it's ours. Return it. And then that weekend, so the Friday was MegaCon, and then the Super Bowl, that big game that they play on February.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That big sport, which I had...
The one we didn't care about.
I had no desire. I wasn't even going to turn it on. You turned it on.
I know. I mean, it's so funny because, like, years and years ago, I didn't really care about football. And now I'm more invested. Like, I wanted to watch the Super Bowl, and I was watching it, and I was into the game, and you're like, really, why are we watching this?
I didn't even care. And the commercials weren't that great.
The commercials were not that great this year. No. And that's usually, like, my favorite part. And the general consensus, and this isn't just from, you know, our sour grapes perspective because of the Lions. The overall consensus, people talking, was that they were disappointed in the Super Bowl, like, as far as commercials. They just felt like it was missing something.
It was missing something. I will say, I am not a Chiefs or Eagles fan, but I was so happy to see the Eagles beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, I don't even like the Eagles.
I mean, I'm not a fan of the Eagles either, but I was glad to see the Chiefs not win the get the three-peat, because I knew that's all we would have heard about. And then next year, all we heard about, oh, they're going to go for four in a row. I didn't want to hear about it. I didn't want to hear about...
Nobody wanted this Super Bowl.
Any of that. No, this...
Nobody wanted this.
You know what? I saw somebody put out there, though, they should have played a pregame to it, which would have been the Lions against the Bills.
Yeah.
And they said everybody would tune into that game.
Of course, because those teams are, you know, have a better demeanor around them, you know. And I'm not just saying that because, like, as Michigan, you know, Michigan, we always have our backup team. Yes. So, like, if we can't root for the Lions, we'll do Buffalo.
Buffalo. And it's so funny. So, different things we've done in town, events and such, and I've had Lions clothes, and you've had it on too. We have a lot of people come up to go to us, and they'll have another team's shirt or jersey or whatever, and they will say, I'm rooting for you guys this year. I want you guys to go all the way this year. And
yeah, we hear Go Lions.
Go Lions all the time. So it was great. And I know there's people there who don't like the Lions, and that's fine. You don't have to like the Lions. There's a lot of teams I don't like. But it was just some people, even in our own division, I had a Green Bay Packers fan tell me he was rooting for us once they were eliminated, you know, stuff like that. So it was kind of cool to see all that.
Yeah. Okay, so.
So that was it. I was going to talk about some of the commercials, but we'll just do that later.
Later, if you want to talk about commercials, no, I just knew you said we had a lot of Disney news.
No, because the commercial I was going to do was the Thunderbolts trailer drop, but we can talk about that in Disney news.
We can talk about it.
Okay, we'll get to it in a minute, but let's go to vacation in Michigan, because that's going to take a while to cover everything that we did while we were in Michigan.
Okay.
I know you covered a lot of it in your podcast on Thursday, Daydream Believing Podcast.
I did.
Do you want to recap it again?
Oh, we can.
For anybody who didn't hear it.
Yeah, not everybody listens to that, which you should.
Why aren't you listening?
Why aren't
to
you?
The question.
You could listen to me ramble for an hour every Thursday.
And then you can hear us ramble for it every Monday.
That's right.
It's
that's
all about
right.
The rambling.
It is.
So the Monday after the Super Bowl, so I'm not sure what date that was, but that was the day we started heading to Michigan in the early afternoon.
Yeah, so we decided to drive through the night, which was not smart because we were exhausted.
And we left 83 degrees when we pulled out of our driveway. And by the time we hit Tennessee, it was freezing cold.
It was freezing cold and snowing. It snowed in Tennessee and Kentucky, which is very unusual.
Mm-hmm. That's south of those, yeah.
Yeah, usually you don't really see the snow until you get closer to Ohio.
It looked like we were going into hyperspace in the Falcon.
Yeah, it was, you know what though? I was excited to see it because we didn't get to see it this year.
Right.
But coincidentally, there was two winter storm warnings the week we were home.
I know. It was like Michelle wanted two things for her birthday. She wanted to go home and she wanted it to snow. She got to go home and she got plenty of snow on the drive there while we were there. And the day when we were getting ready to leave, there was a big snow warning the night before. They were like, it's going to be horrible. Don't go out, get to the grocery store, get some milk and bread because you might be snowed in. And this is the day we're leaving. And it wasn't as bad as they predicted, which it usually isn't. But I got to say one thing. So when we were driving through Kentucky, middle of the night, 3:30 in the morning, whatever time it was, some lady is walking across the middle of the freeway wearing a dark jacket, barely saw her. And she wasn't even really moving that fast. She was kind of just strolling across the freeway. And there was nothing in that area. It was like in the middle of the mountains of Kentucky.
You think she was a ghost?
I don't know what she was. I don't know if she was a ghost or she was just lost. Or maybe there's a facility she escaped from around there. I don't know. But she was just wandering on the freeway in the middle of the night. And it was like, lady, you could at least move a little bit. I mean, not that there was a lot of cars on the freeway. But
yeah, there wasn't many cars on the freeway. But it was startling when our headlights caught her, and she was already almost to the edge of the road. I mean, she wasn't standing in the middle of it, but she just didn't seem to be moving quickly. Oh, my gosh. This is like a whole thing. I didn't think about her being a ghost.
Oh.
Ooh, we should call the Travel Channel.
You can email them at paranormalexperiences@gmail.com or whatever it's called.
Right. we didn't get it on camera, though.
No, we didn't. So we ended up getting to Michigan Tuesday early in the day. I think it was before lunchtime.
It was in the morning.
It was in the morning. We got there. We got all our stuff in the house, took care of the dogs.
Took a three-hour nap.
Took a three-hour nap because we needed it. We were exhausted. Mm-hmm. And we got up, and we had Christmas because we never had Christmas with your parents. So we had our little Christmas celebration.
That's right, we did.
And then your brother and sister-in-law and the nephews showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And we ordered Chinese food, which was one of the things you wanted when we were home.
Yes, because up north has the best Chinese food.
Yes, great Chinese food. So we had presents. We sat around, talked, but we were still exhausted.
Oh yeah, it's when you stay up 24 hours, it's hard to readjust your whole like schedule.
It is. It is so hard to get back on track. But we had to because we didn't have a lot of time there to, we couldn't take a full day to just sleep it off and rest. We really
had to kind
of get everything we want to get done. So we got there on Tuesday. So the next day, Wednesday, what did we do on Wednesday? I can't remember.
We went to the Coney Island for lunch.
Right. We went to the Coney Island for lunch.
All we did was eat, basically, for the week.
That's all we did. So for those of you that don't know what a Coney Island is, I know we talked about it, but you may not know. It's basically a diner in Michigan. They were, if you go back and look up Detroit's history and stuff, that the Coney Islands were started by the Greek who came to the area. They opened up these little restaurants with pita sandwiches and hot dogs, steamed hot dogs with chili, mustard, onions on them. Chili cheese fries. Great breakfast, all that kind of stuff. So we miss that here because here you have Denny's, you have Perkins.
Yeah, there's not like the smaller places or just a quick place to go have breakfast.
Right.
But yeah, so we did that. And then
we only went there once last trip. Usually we go a couple times.
We were only there really four full days.
Yeah.
And then that night I went out to a day before my birthday dinner with the Michigan besties. Which was a lot of fun, actually.
And it was snowing.
If you go look at my Michelle Atwood page on Facebook, you can see I posted, we were having a little bit of fun in the snow.
Like a little snowball fight.
Yeah, but not really. It was like really crappy packing snow.
Yeah, it wasn't wet enough to pack really.
And then we're like too nice to like whip it at each other. So, but yeah, we had a good time. Because my friend Paula was, you can hear her say on the video, like, you can tell you've been in Florida for 10 years. Because so I'm like, ooh, snow. And they're like, they're done with snow. We're like,
oh, yeah, they're over it.
Yeah, but we had a good time. We went out to eat. We went to two different bars. Don't judge. And they were actually closing a couple places early because there was a snow advisory.
Well, Bath and Body Works closed early because of the advisory.
Oh my gosh, I know, it's like 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, which it's just weird up there because when we lived there for years, nothing closed until the last minute, and especially schools. And they had canceled school before the snow had even
started. It's a whole different ball game up there now. Now they close stuff ahead of time before you even know. Like, for example, it hadn't even snowed yet, and our nephew already knew he had Thursday off from school.
Yeah.
And, like, nothing had happened yet.
And I remember as a kid waiting, 6:30 in the morning, getting up and watching the news, listening to the radio, waiting to see our school go by, hoping, praying that it would go by while you're reluctantly getting ready.
You would see a city that was close to yours. You're like, oh, they just closed this one, maybe.
They closed that one, but I remember seeing sometimes they close ones around me in Lincoln Park still have school.
Yeah, well, it was funny because so my mom, being a school teacher, at one point they did what they called a fan out where, you know, like whoever saw it first would call the other teachers.
Right.
So sometimes we didn't even have to get up. There would just be a phone call and I wouldn't even bother. I'd be like, yep, that's it.
The phone rings. It can't be anything else, but there's no school today.
At 6:30 in the morning on a snow day, nah. It was save me from getting up.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. It's true. You get used to those sort of things. But anyway, so I had a really good time. And then when it was midnight, they were yelling happy birthday, of course, because of course it's them.
Yeah.
And then the next day was my actual birthday. And I don't remember what we did.
Well, we went down.
We went to Detroit.
We went down to Detroit. We went down to Motor City Casino, which is one of the places we used to be, one of our date night places we go often. And they used to have one of the best buffets.
Like, seriously, like the best, like, buffet. And it wasn't junky food either. It was really good. And now they turned it into a steakhouse, which is a huge bummer.
Because neither one of us likes steak.
Yeah, I don't eat cow.
And I just don't like steak. So it was kind of weird that it went that way. But we ended up finding, they had like a little
walk-up deli.
Yeah, deli place. So we ate lunch there. We walked around the casino a little bit. We didn't really play anything. We didn't play at all.
No. And there wasn't really nobody in there. We didn't have money to waste. So
no.
I'm like, I'm not going to put $20 in a machine because I don't want to be sad when I lose it.
Yeah, but it was just fun to kind of walk around there and remember how different it looks now than when it used to when we lived here.
Yeah, time flies.
And then we decided we were going to go over to the Ford Field because we always visit Ford Field's Detroit Lions store when we're in town because it's usually open. And I went on the website and checked and it did say it was open like 9 to 5 or 10 to 5, whatever it was that day. So we decided to go over there. We pay for parking, go in there, walk in there, go to sign in with security. And they're like, oh, the store's closed this week because of motocross. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, they were. We saw the motocross like trucks loading in, but we didn't think they would close the store. Like,
no.
What's that got to do with anything?
Yeah, I don't know what they had.
So yeah, we didn't get to go to the store, but whatever. And then we went back to the house, and I went out for Italian food, of course.
Really good Italian.
Really good Italian food with my parents and my brother and sister-in-law and nephews. And yeah, we had a nice family dinner. And instead of birthday cake, they gave me birthday cannoli.
They ate a whole bunch of cannolis. I think there was a few of those left. I don't know if we ever got them. I know we brought them home, but we never ate them.
I think my dad ate them.
Probably.
My dad doesn't let leftovers sit for too long because
no.
I just swore I saw him eating a cannoli. But
I'm sure he did.
I'm sure because Aiden didn't have it. So.
Okay. So yeah, so that was your birthday. The next day we decided because we didn't get to go at Christmas time, we wanted to go to Frankenmuth and it was Valentine's Day. So we picked that day to go to Frankenmuth. Now keep in mind this whole week you were sick. You're still sick.
Yeah, I still am. Yeah, I was sick when we were home and I was like popping cold medicine just to get through it.
Yeah, so that's why we really didn't do a lot for her birthday and such. But she was okay with it because there's not really a ton to do in Michigan in the cold time.
You know, you know, when you don't feel good, it's like, you know, I would go out for a little bit, but then I'd be okay with going back to the house.
Yeah.
It was rough. But we've talked about it previously that there's that store, Bronner's Christmas Wonderland,
yes,
that is like world known. And we didn't get our Christmas ornaments this year, so we went there specifically to get our Christmas ornaments.
It is. So that was the first stop we made. And then a lot of them had, because they're up further north in Michigan than where your parents live,
yeah,
so they had been getting worse snow and cold than we were.
It was freezing that day. Oh, my gosh.
So luckily, the day we went there, though, we had found out talking to some of the store owners, though, that they had been closed the day before because the streets weren't plowed.
Mm-hmm.
And they closed early the day before when the snow was coming in. So I guess we got really lucky that Valentine's Day, everything was kind of open again. So we got to go through the stores you like.
And I think this is probably the shortest trip we've ever taken to Frankenmuth. We were only there a couple hours and we left. I mean, we didn't stay for the world famous chicken dinner.
We didn't go to Birch Run.
We didn't go to Birch Run, which is a outlet area. We just, I wasn't feeling good and it was freezing out there. So we ended up stopping at Great Lakes Crossing, which is a really big outlet mall indoors. And then we just got more Chinese food and went home. Like it just was just too.
But you know what? It's probably one of my favorite Valentine's days.
Really?
I can say that because I really just had a fun day. It's not about necessarily what we're doing. It's just doing something and being together that day and just doing fun things that we both enjoy doing.
Aww.
So going to Bronner's, getting our ornaments was great. We, of course, went to the Old Country Store on Main Street there. We went to Rapunzel's Boutique.
There's a store called Rapunzel's Boutique, and they have the best jewelry ever.
Best jewelry ever. Then we went to the Cheese House, the Frankenmuth.
Yeah, they have a cheese house where you can go. They make cheese.
They make cheese. Then we walked around the Bavarian Inn, which is where we normally would go have the chicken dinner. They have shops and a bakery and such in the bottom area of that. So we walked around there and checked all that out. And then we... that it? Oh, we walked across the Zenders, which is the other big chicken restaurant. They have the same bakery and restaurants on the bottom floor of their restaurant.
We really just did a lot of walking.
We just did a lot of walking, but trying to stay indoors as much as we could.
So cold.
It was freezing.
But yeah, I mean, it was fine. And then Saturday, what did we do Saturday?
Your party.
Oh, yeah. My parents had people over for a little birthday party for me. So I had like extended birthday.
You did.
And it was fine. It was nice because... some of my friends were there, you know, people that I've known for like ever, which was really, really nice. And it was a good time. And then before we knew it, it was time to come back to Florida.
It was that Sunday morning we were leaving by Sunday before noon we left. I think around 11 actually we got on the road.
Yeah, because we wanted to hit the road because there was snow and everything.
And we knew we were going to stop because there was no way we could do the drive straight through again.
The weather wasn't great. But you know what? All in all, it was a really nice trip home. It was needed. It was definitely needed.
It was needed and
I needed
and way
to get
overdue.
The heck out of here. And just sometimes you just need a break. And I know people are like, you live by Disney. Like, what could you possibly need a break from? But just like with anything else, and I've talked about this on my podcast and even in my book, you know, it's weird how like this becomes like home where work is involved and everything. So it's like reverse vacation. Yeah. So I go back to Michigan because that's where we grew up and that's like vacation now. So it's a big flip.
Yeah, I agree because we always have to check out the shops and such when we're back home because, I mean, what do you do on vacation for shopping?
Everything's different, you know, and it's weird because, like when we would vacation to Florida, like, we'd be looking for Disney souvenirs.
Right.
And now when we go home to Michigan, we're looking for, like, Lions shirts. It's, like, it's
Lions,
so,
made in Detroit, some of the
food. It's so crazy how it's home. It shouldn't be a tourist destination, but for us, it kind of is. It's just it's bizarre.
And going back on what you said about people, oh, you live by Disney. We do, but unfortunately, because of what we do for a living,
it's work.
We always go to the parks and we're thinking work mode, like, oh, I need to give pictures of this, I need to give video of this, I can write up an article about this. So you're always thinking work, you're not really enjoying
it. I don't remember the last time we've gone to the parks to not work.
Because we've said it numerous times, we're not going to do any work tonight. There's no reason to record anything. There's no reason. We've got all the pictures and stuff. There's nothing special. And we do it anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's a habit.
It
but
is a habit.
You know, when you have a site to run and social media to run and plus, you know, I'm looking for ideas for the 11 o'clock news for Fox 35.
Right.
So I'm constantly in work mode and I'm always looking for something.
Right.
But when we go home, I shut that all off. Like, I can still I'll look for some content to put out, but I don't stress about it because of the fact that it's, like I said, I'm on quote-unquote vacation. So it's big reversal. But, yeah, so then we got home, and, of course, you know, the unpleasant parts of unpacking and laundry and all that stuff. We had the dogs with us. Which, I mean, considering they did all right. Our one bulldog, Jack, he's 15 and a half, and he was the high maintenance one. He kept wanting us to stop the car and let him go wander around outside.
In freezing temperatures.
Freezing. So Ava, our rescue Frenchie, she'd go out there and she'd be like, okay, I'm going to do my business and I'm out because it's cold. And not Jack. He has to sniff every little snowflake there is out there.
And wherever another dog walks.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So when we got back, feeling so out of the loop, I just told you we got to get back somewhere. So was it Tuesday or what?
It was, I can't remember. I think it was Tuesday because Aiden had something to do with his work, and we dropped him off, and then I think we went there. Wasn't that?
I don't remember. One day we
went. No, it was Wednesday. It was Wednesday.
I was going to say. We went over to Epcot because I had heard that topiaries were going up for Flower and Garden Festival, which starts on March 5th. So we went over there to check out some merchandise, out the topiaries going up, which is weird because, like, the art festival is still going on. So they have all that
up. It still had over a week to go, almost 2 weeks. And it's kind
of
weird.
And it was like all of a sudden there's topiaries. And you and I were talking about it, that years ago you wouldn't see the topiaries before the festival. Like, you'd want to get there in the morning that it opened because then you're going to see everything.
Right.
It's almost like now they just don't care.
They're like, you know what, we're going to start putting out. But if you recall, so this right now we're dealing with Festival of the Arts.
Yeah.
But when that kicked off, Christmas was still up.
Oh, yeah, because the opening day there were Christmas trees in.
Yeah, there was still Christmas up.
Yeah.
So it's almost like now, so the festivals didn't used to overlap and now they're starting to overlap.
Or there's not enough time in between. Like, they could have taken down the Christmas stuff before Festival of the Arts, which they normally do. I don't know what's going on, but there's always something happening at Epcot. So
always.
Maybe that's why that happens, or who knows. But it was very weird to see Festival of the Arts start with, like, Christmas trees. Like, this is kind
of. And now we're seeing Festival of the Arts with topiaries.
Right. Like, Festival of the Arts gets invaded on both ends.
Well, it is artistic to create those topiaries.
Yeah.
So I guess it kind of does work.
Okay, sure. Sure, sure. That works.
It kind of works together. But so we walked around there. It was moderately busy for Wednesday.
It kind of was.
It wasn't that bad. We again, I don't think, we tried the ice cream at the Swirl Showcase.
Swirl
Showcase. They had it. This has got to be the greatest deal ever I've seen for the Dole Whip ice cream type things where you got three cups of ice cream.
With candy.
With candies. And it was on like a little painter's palette type handheld.
Yeah. So like I have a picture of it somewhere on our socials, but it had lime, lemon, and strawberry Dole Whip,
yep,
and with candy on the side. Now, mm-hmm, this is only $8 for three cups of ice cream or whatever that is.
Yeah, and but they were full servings.
Each they were full servings.
It wasn't like a little sample of each. It was a full serving of each one because we both ate off it and we still didn't finish it.
We did not finish it, you guys.
We ate the candy.
We
we did eat all the candy.
Well, you couldn't leave that candy sitting there. That would have been...
No, that would have been...
That would have been wrong.
Yeah, that was the rules.
But yeah, so... For $8, we shared it, and there was still some left over. And I'm hoping that they do another ice cream flight for the next festival. But what a deal, though, because normally, I mean, let's be real. Normally, the food at Disney is, you don't use the word deal.
One Dole Whip, I think, is like $6 or
$7. Yeah, and
so
for $8, you got three.
Yeah, you got
just
three.
Just something to think about. Always check that place.
And they were kind of doing the flights at Disney Springs. That one place that's over by Rainforest Cafe.
Yes, they're doing it over there, too.
So, but this one, it was really good. You were a little nervous about the lime because they put some kind of seasoning on it to make it a little bit spicy.
It was chili lime. They were supposed to put like chili powder on the lime, and it wasn't bad. It kind of tasted like a margarita.
Yeah.
And I was telling Scott that if... they would have had like a shot of tequila in there. Oh, wow. It would
see, that's why you take it to Mexico. You get a shot of tequila in it.
Put a shot of tequila in my lime Dole Whip. But no, it was good.
Yeah, it was all good. It was all good. So we walked around. We ended up getting pizza at the pizza window in Italy because it was open and we were hungry. Nothing else sounded good.
We did. And there's all kinds of new, I put out a video. There's new merchandise in Italy Pavilion.
Yes,
I don't know if we talked about it before, but like, in all the countries now, you can get T-shirts that represent that country.
Yep.
And I think that's so cool. And so, like, whatever your favorite pavilion may be, you can get, like, Disney-themed stuff for that pavilion. It used to be just, like, stuff, like, that was, you know...
From the country itself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And now not so much. And so the Italy pavilion is my favorite.
Right.
Because
you're Italian.
Right. And so I for whatever reason, this is because I'm a sentimental sap and my heart goes into like everything.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, when I go to the Italy Pavilion, it just reminds me of my grandparents.
Okay.
And
that's understandable.
You know, it's like because I was, you know, raised like that and the pizza window and the smells and they have wine. It's like being in my grandparents' basement. I mean, wine, food.
It's any grandparents' house. Yeah.
All we need is the big bulb Christmas lights that they used to have in their basement. Like they have at Buca di Beppo.
Yes.
But yeah, so they have some really cute, new merchandise. It's red, based like red color, but, if we'd have had the money, I'd be like, I want that, I want that, I want that.
Well, one thing I noticed, so the shops that are between the countries when you first walk into World Showcase, there's the shops there. The one we went into, they actually had T-shirts for each country around World Showcase with Mickey representing the country with whatever he was wearing.
Yes.
So he had like Lederhosen on for the Germany one.
Yeah.
it was just really kind of cool the way they've come out with that merchandise for each country. And marketing-wise, it's so smart because if you love Epcot, how many people are going to buy all 11 shirts eventually?
Yeah, and plus they have the spirit jersey that has all the countries on it, which if you guys think back years ago, World Showcase used to have the Mickey heads in the different countries' flags. This is very reminiscent of that. And if you recall, when we used to go years and years ago, I loved that merchandise.
You did.
I loved the
you had a shirt.
Countries. I did have a shirt like forever. I probably have it somewhere still.
Yeah. Didn't we create something for LPA with that similar? Thought I did something similar to that for OPA. Maybe I didn't.
I
was gonna and I never did do it. But
maybe. I don't remember. I my mind is mush. I don't know.
Yeah, but yeah, so it's very reminiscent of that with the Mickey heads and the flag of that country being in the head. But now it's Mickey dressed up like
it's just really cute. They have a spirit jersey that has all that. But Yeah, I mean, just more things to buy. You know, because Disney's always coming out with new merchandise. And yeah, there we go. More stuff.
I know. We go to Epcot. We're like, there's nothing we need. And then she's like, I want that.
I want it all.
And it's a good thing her birthday was just here because birthday money was in there. So she could get what she wanted. But it was great to see new merchandise. Because sometimes you go to the parks, and we do this a lot, or to the Disney Springs, and we're like, same old merchandise, nothing new.
Boring.
So it was kind of cool to see new stuff out.
Yeah.
So that was on Wednesday. And then Friday, we went to the Springs.
We did. Speaking of merchandise.
And it was race weekend, so there was people.
It was packed.
We went to every food place. We were going to eat lunch while we were down there, and we're walking, and we're like, oh, my gosh, every food place has a line to even get in.
Yeah, line out the door. I mean, even like a chicken guy. Everywhere there was a line. Even for the poutine fries, there was a line.
It was wrapped by Lego.
I could not believe it. So we finagled our way over to Earl of Sandwich, and that was busy also. We waited. That line almost went outside.
I would say we were at the door.
Yeah.
We got into the line. We weren't outside the door, but we were at the door. And if you've been in there, you know how it wraps inside the building. So
yeah.
We did it. But it was pretty quick. We actually were able to find the table by the time we ordered our food and such.
We did. And then by the time we were done eating our sandwiches, it got packed in there again. Like, we couldn't even barely get to the door. It was loaded.
It was crazy.
But yeah, so, but they did have some new merchandise at Disney Springs. They have those new baseball jerseys.
Yes.
Which we saw those at Epcot. They're Princesses and Moana. And then they had a mini one, maybe Mickey too. I'm not sure.
I can't remember. I know they had the one. So it was Aurora, it was Cinderella, it was Moana, and Ariel. Were those the main princess ones that came out? And then
No Tangled
again, but Backslunch had one.
You know what? I'm telling you, don't get me all fired up. But I will say, I don't care what I have to do. If they have a Rapunzel one, I have to.
And you don't wear jerseys.
I don't even wear jerseys, but I kind of like the Ariel one.
The Aurora one is cool because it's both her dress
pink and
colors.
Blue. Yeah, but if there's a Rapunzel one, and as long as it's not ugly, like, I'd have to have it. But maybe this is like a test thing because they didn't have Frozen.
No, I think I think something like that they do need to release because they're so bad about they release these princesses and then that's it. They don't release more of that line with the other princesses.
They didn't have Beauty and the Beast either.
No, yeah, that's weird that they didn't do.
Yeah, let's come out with, all right, Disney, if you're listening, we need more jerseys and more characters. And you know what? Just one more thing. Sidebar. I am so tired of them. You know, it's the same thing all the time. Like, same characters all the time. And Disney has a huge catalog of characters that they can use to make merchandise for. Like, do we really need to see another Moana shirt? No. Do we really need to see, you know, it's like they beat Frozen into the ground before.
Right, they did.
Kind of the same thing.
Yeah, and I think that they could still release more of the princess jerseys. I hope they will because baseball season is just starting. Right now it's in preseason, but I think it would be a good time if they released them all because they're going to sell because every girl out there who goes to Disney has her favorite princess, and that it's going to sell.
Even if she's not represented.
It's going to sell regardless, and that's where I think they could really do that. And I also said what they should do is release the princess and then a version for the prince that goes with that princess because then you would have the couples.
There's couples that like to do matchy-matchy.
Yeah. And if they had a Flynn jersey, I would buy it in a heartbeat.
I know, because so you guys, Scott likes to matchy-matchy sometimes.
No.
He just gave me a look. Yes, you do.
I'm going to edit this out of the podcast. Nobody's going to hear that.
But he just said he would buy the Flynn one.
I would because.
Okay, here. Okay, so.
Because there's no other prince I would buy their jersey for.
All right, well. Okay, anyway. Anyway, Mr. Matchy.
Anyway, she wants to match me. Don't fool you. Okay, so anyway, that was our ventures in Florida living. we're going to run through, like I said, there's a lot of news stories, and we only picked like the top ones to kind of mention here. I don't know if we're going to go into detail on any of them because we really don't have that much time. We're already at 33 minutes here. So I'm just going to run through and mention these to you guys. Again, in the show notes of the podcast, you'll be able to click on the link, and you can go to the website and read more about it if something does interest you. So going all the way back to right when we did our last show the next day, the Fantastic Four trailer dropped. Which I have to admit, I'm very excited about being the Marvel fan I am. This is the first family of Marvel. It was the first superhero team and comic books and such, and that they're finally coming to the big screen in a movie that looks like it's finally going to be good, because there's been three other Fantastic Four movies and they all were horrible.
Yeah, I know.
So I think this one's going to look great from the trailer. It does. It looks phenomenal, and I can't wait to see that when that comes out. We had put this out before it was officially announced, and then we had also put it out when it was officially announced, but Bath & Body Works, which is one of Michelle's favorite stores, did drop the Disney Princess collection of fragrances. I guess you could say scents and fragrances.
And you never guess what.
No Rapunzel.
I'm so irritated.
Was there a Frozen one?
No. I don't think so.
You know which princess really gets the crapshoot, though, is Merida.
Oh, Merida. She's even more ignored than Rapunzel.
Rapunzel at least has a bathroom. Merida has. She even lost her meet and greet.
And yeah, she lost her meet and greet.
And she's not in the parade.
And she had the most fun float in Festival of Fantasy because, you know, there was the big bagpipe and she would dance and clap and get the little kids to clap on the side.
They took that away from her, too.
Yeah, so I really don't understand what Disney is doing. But anyway, back to Bath & Body Works. They came out with accessories like plug-ins, body spray, candles, soap. But what I'm... See, now, you guys are going to find this hard to believe, but it's the truth. I have not gone over there yet to smell any of the new fragrances, and which is very unlike me because I love Bath & Body Works.
But you made that picket sign that says, I want Rapunzel, nothing.
I'm going to go pick at the stores.
No,
because I don't know. I mean, I guess as a backup, I would, because Cinderella used to be my favorite.
Right.
I like Aurora, too. But... I would like to go check it out, but so all the shopping groups that people have watched merchandise were saying that like they have a castle plug-in, like a castle holder that keeps selling out, you know, different accessories and such that you have people, like somebody posted like a picture of the castle just today, I think this morning, and somebody was like, they have it right now, go get it.
Jeez.
And then somebody commented in the post, probably 5 minutes later, they're gone. It's gone already.
That's just crazy. So Bath & Body Works, they don't have a problem selling out the normal stuff.
Nope.
I have never been in that store and it not been crowded.
Yep.
The holidays, lines out the door always, or they have a line out the door and they're letting so many people in at a time because it's just already crazy. So you add a Disney line into there.
You knew it was going to be popular and it was going to be a lot. And
I'm surprised they didn't release a Mickey and Minnie line, though.
Maybe they're starting with princesses to see. I mean, this could have, you never know. I mean, this is doing so well. It could be just the beginning of a collab. Maybe they'll do more.
So here's my question. Is this going to kill Scentsy with the Disney stuff? I mean, as far as not.
No,
Scentsy
because
not
it's
doing
not.
As well?
No, it's not. I don't think so because Scentsy is wax burners.
They don't do candles at all. They just do wax.
Yes, it's just
and the different sprays
melt.
And stuff. So
yeah, so Bath & Body Works doesn't have anything like that.
Oh, okay.
Because if they did, I probably would own it.
You probably would. You'd go buy it if they did come out with it.
Yeah.
I always look at that. It's like, okay, did they switch to this one because maybe the Scentsy contract is going away for Disney or
no? The Scentsy contract is still there.
Good. Okay, so we'll see what comes out with that in the future here. Then the Sorcerer Mickey collection.
Yeah, that was a couple weeks ago also. Yes. So that collection is doing really well. It's all the Sorcerer stuff, and they have jackets and T-shirts and hats and all that.
We saw that the other day at the Springs, didn't
we? Yeah, and we originally saw it over at Hollywood Studios a couple weeks ago, and now you're seeing it in other stores as well. I saw it at Epcot, too, so it's everywhere.
Oh, okay, cool. And then the Cinderella collection for Scentsy did drop, returned, you said.
Yeah, so speaking of Scentsy, the Cinderella carriage wax warmer came back, but it's different. It's a different color, and it's got blue LED lights in it.
Really?
So it's fancy.
You have the other one.
Yeah, and it does not have lights.
No, I was going to say it didn't light up.
This one has lights.
Oh, boy. So you got to get a new one.
And a new Cinderella scent and a Scentsy buddy that is Cinderella also.
What's a Scentsy buddy?
The stuffed animal. Well, it was not. Well, it would be a stuffed.
It's
princess.
A stuffy something.
Yeah. And then it smells like whatever the scent is.
Okay.
No, it doesn't stink. I said
the way you said it smells. I'm like, oh. Okay.
No, it smells like the fragrance. Like it's the Cinderella fragrance that they got in going on right now.
Okay. Because
everything is about Cinderella. Like the Cinderella line is at Disney too, and we saw. Were you with me? I don't. You might have been in a different store.
I didn't go in the store.
The Cinderella Crocs with the heel on them. Did you see those?
You showed me a picture of them. I've never seen them though.
Yeah.
Because I went over to the Lego store while you were.
That's right.
Going to Disney.
I saw the platform Cinderella Crocs.
How big is that platform?
It's big. I mean, it's a heel. Did
you try them on?
No, I did not try them on. No. Because I feel like I would flip right out of I mean, I don't do well in heels in the first place.
So they don't have the thing that most Crocs have, like the strap that goes around the
like
back of the foot?
You're on your own.
Oh.
They're like clogs.
See, had she lost that shoe, it would have been really hard for the prince to find it. Because that shoe would fit 90% of the people.
Right, because those are just big shoes.
Yeah.
But they also came out with Monsters, Inc. Crocs and Winnie the Pooh Crocs. But the the Cinderella ones were the most interesting, let's just say.
With a heel on it, yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's odd.
You know what, though? Now that I think about it, like, I would not buy them. Let's just throw that
out. How much were they? Do you know?
I think $70 or something. Crocs are not cheap.
No, they're not. I remember when Crocs first came out, they were like $30 a pair.
Uh-huh. Then it was like $39.
And everybody made fun of them.
Now, yeah, it's a whole thing. But if somebody were to give them to me.
Right.
And I was going someplace for work to cover Disney stuff. And I had a whole Cinderella outfit on. Maybe I would wear them just for that night. But would I wear them all the time? No.
So you wouldn't wear them just to go out and about?
No.
It'd only be for like Disney bounding.
Yeah. I mean, if you really want to get into Disney bounding, but they have like sweatshirts that have glitter on them, and they have, why are you laughing at me?
Because I could just see you like showing up with these big Croc shoes on.
Because I do, here's the thing. I love weird shoes. I like shoes that are different.
Yeah.
I like sparkly. I like, you know, not what everybody else is wearing because that's just who I am.
Did these have the little trinkets and stuff?
They had trinkets on it. I don't know what you call those dumb things, but yeah, that you stick
either.
Them in the holes.
Yeah. They like click in there.
Yeah,
whatever,
there
like
was like
button.
Little thingies in there. I don't know. Okay. But anyway, yeah. So they do have them. They are not sold out. Shocker.
What size would you need if somebody were to purchase them for you?
No, please don't buy them.
We're going to have like 80 pair show up at our house.
I know. I'm going to have a wish list.
I know.
I hate it when people do that.
That would be funny.
Buy me the Crocs and I'll wear them just for you.
And we're going to put like a cash button on there too. if she'll walk around Disney for every mile she walks in Disney.
Yeah, if you want me to actually go out in them, that's going to be extra. No, I'm kidding.
If you could run the race.
I can't run in regular shoes. Are you kidding me?
You'd have to walk really fast.
I couldn't.
The Thunderbolts trailer did drop during the Super Bowl. Another Marvel film that's coming out that looks great. And I can't wait to see this because this is all like these were the guys that were never like the big names. They were always like the little helpers in all the battles and such like that. So it's kind of cool to see them all coming together as a team to fight together. International Flower and Garden Festival. There's new things coming to it. We put out a blog detailing that. Do you remember anything offhand? I know there was new topiary, wasn't there?
I don't know.
Moana one, I thought.
Maybe.
Yeah. So there's other stuff, but if you want to read the blog, you can do that and read the food that's going to be coming there as well, I believe is in there. Disney changes content warnings for Peter Pan, Dumbo, and other older movies.
Uh-huh.
Because they changed their way, the philosophy.
Yeah, the way they're doing it.
With most companies.
Yeah, so I'm not going to talk about it too much because I don't need hate mail, but the vast majority of Disney fans are okay with this.
Okay.
Because they never saw why there needed to be a warning on Peter Pan or stuff that was old anyway.
Right.
Because, you know, it's kind of like history. I mean, like, movies they made in, you know, 1940s or 50s right. or 30s even.
It was a different time.
It's a different time. But, so now they're taking warnings off of the movies, which I think I don't, you know.
Yeah,
and the thing is like, I've always been of the mindset that as far as being a parent, if there was something that I found a questionable or maybe a little off-putting or whatever in a movie that my kid is watching, I would say so right there, or I would just, you know, not let them watch it.
Right.
But, like, I think Disney movies, for the most part, are pretty harmless, so.
Yeah, I mean, we've grown up with them in our generation, and generations before us grew up watching all this, and there was never a need for a warning. And
my
then
God, we grew up Saturday morning cartoons watching Looney Tunes where they would drop anvils on each other.
We watched the Roadrunner destroy that coyote every single week.
All the violence, oh my gosh.
Donald Duck's bill would get flipped around his head because Bugs Bunny was
Daffy
always doing
Duck,
something. Or Daffy
Donald.
Duck, sorry. Daffy Duck's bill would go flying around his head because Bugs would do something
like
to him every
week.
It was
like the most violent cartoon ever.
Tom and Jerry used to beat the crap out of one
another. Oh my God, with like boards.
Yes. And set themselves on fire. I mean, I remember putting matches on their feet and they'd light them and then they'd have a hot foot or whatever. But that was all okay. You don't need warnings on that. You need warnings because the flying elephant goes around the tent.
Yeah, I don't know. But whatever. So yeah, they changed that.
Okay, that's good. Glad they did that. Disneyland 70th is coming up this summer, July 17th, that's the actual 70th anniversary, and there's new experiences that are going to be coming to Disneyland for that. So if you're going to be out there, check out that blog because it'll tell you what's coming. I know we're hoping to get out there sometime for the 70th.
We hope so. We'll see.
We'll have to see if that'll work or not. Disney's California Adventures also is hosting their food and wine festival, and they put out the foodie guide for that, and a lot of that food looks good. But a lot of the food out there always looks good.
You know, Disneyland always gets better food.
They really do.
And
even in their parks, their food, even the standard food in the parks
is better.
Better.
It's so just better. I don't know why. And they always get the better merchandise, and they get the merchandise first.
Yes, they
always get the better popcorn buckets and zippers. Yes. They get so much better. And it's almost like, well, if we have an overstock, we'll send it to Disney World. Like, we're always an
afterthought. I know, we're the afterthought. Yes. We're the redheaded stepchild.
Yeah, I know. Like, we're the afterthought. Like, maybe we'll ship some over to you, but maybe not.
Yeah, exactly. And I know we didn't do a blog on it because I didn't see it, but the new popcorn bucket did debut here, the carousel popcorn bucket, right?
Yes, that came out last week, I want to say.
I thought it was around Valentine's Day or the day
around there,
something like,
yeah.
Something like that. So we've seen it in the parks. It's
we
pretty
saw
nice,
it at
actually.
Epcot. Yeah, it's like a music box. It's a carousel.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And it lights up, I think Greg and Holly were telling us.
Yeah, we didn't buy it.
We didn't buy it, but we were eating our pizza at Epcot the other day, there was a baby stroller not too far away.
And
that
I'm like, look, it's the popcorn bucket, and I took a picture of someone else's bucket.
Yeah, that's okay.
I didn't touch it.
If they didn't want pictures taken, they should have taken it in the restaurant.
I wouldn't have left it on my stroller.
I wouldn't have left it either.
You know what?
Especially at the park where it doesn't exist.
True.
Because somebody could have swiped that thing. And then there was a new trailer for Snow White that came out last week. And there was also a featurette that came out in the last week for that movie that's coming soon. Captain America, Brave New World did debut. I have not seen it yet. I don't know if I'm going to see it in theaters because I really am not that excited about this one.
It got very mixed reviews.
But there's stuff all over the parks. There's stuff everywhere regarding that movie in the park, so you should check that out. Big news that came out, Guardians and Tiana's are both switching to standby cubes, finally.
You know, I'm happy about it.
I am too. Guardians has been on it way too long.
Way too long. I mean, that ride's been out for a few years now, and it's like, I know some people like virtual queue. I think if you're vacationing here, I can see why.
It guarantees you.
A guarantee. Like, you don't want to stand, you know, in line. But, like, for us being locals, like, when we would, if we, we didn't have the option.
Right.
Like, if we're walking around Epcot and we don't have a virtual, then, you know, there's no chance.
No.
But now if there's a stand line, you have the option, if you have a standby line, to go and wait.
Yep. Just like you can with Rise of Resistance.
Well, sure.
It's your option now.
Yeah, it's an option.
You don't have to get up at 7 a.m. and try to get
one. I hate that crap because I'm not a morning person. I'm just not. I hate mornings.
And then the 1 o'clock one, I don't know how many times we were actually in Hollywood Studios for Rise. 1 o'clock hit. I'm on the phone at like 12:55 waiting. 1 o'clock hits and I hit it and we still missed out. It's like 1 o'clock in 10 seconds and they're already out of.
Exactly. So I'm not sad.
No, I'm not sad at all. I'm glad they did that. Tiana's, I don't know why it was on this long because that ride was running fine before it was Tiana's without a virtual queue. So why did it need it when it went to Tiana's?
Maybe because it was new or because it breaks down all the time.
It does break down a lot. Anyway, so those are both off of it now. So, right? They're already off?
I don't know if they are or they're going.
It's coming soon.
I thought it was the 25th.
Okay, so very soon.
Yes.
Like tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, something also new that was announced for Disney Springs coming, which you're very excited about, is taking place in the old building of the NBA experience is level 99.
All right. So, yeah. here's the funny part. So, we had Disney Quest, which was a big gaming place. they got rid of that.
Because nobody wants the game.
Because, you know, that's, you know, maybe people don't want a game. And then they had NBA experience. I mean, they had some pop-ups and things that just did not work in
there.
They
had the Facebook Meta thing with the virtual that was in there.
Yes.
They had Harry Styles line in there.
Yes. And now it's going back to a gaming place. So it's almost like if it's not broke, don't fix it. But this place is, there's other locations. So it's not like how Disney Quest
right.
was Disney. This is something else. And it looks to be geared towards adult gaming.
Right. That's what I was talking to Greg about it. That's what he had said. That it's more geared not towards the kids.
Like they don't have a ball pit or anything.
Right, right. You're not playing Mario Kart. You're actually going in there.
Yeah, it's like they're, and from what Greg had said, it's very expensive.
Yes. He got the prices from another one of the locations. He looked
it
up.
And he was horrified.
And it was expensive, but he still said he wants to go.
Of course.
And I've been intrigued because you said something about, on the press release or whatever, said something about Detroit-style pizza.
Yes. They have Detroit-style pizza there because the word Detroit caught my eye, and I was like, what are they talking about? It's the pizza.
Yeah, so I'll be curious to see if it's really Detroit-style pizza, and hopefully they ship it in with water from somewhere else or the crust or something to make it right.
Watch them be like Little Caesars.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that
the big
I wouldn't,
Sicilian.
The big Sicilian. Yeah, here you go. Pizza, pizza. Another thing that dropped was Marc Jacobs' line.
For children, yes.
For children? Oh, really?
Yeah, it's for kids. It's not. Oh, wow. They sent me a press release for that, and when I put it out, it's a children's line.
Oh, wow.
So if you want to buy your kids expensive clothes, there you go.
Because they're never going to grow out of it.
Nah, just buy a couple sizes big.
Also, and then the last thing I have for Disney news, which just came out today, was the After Dark 90s Night Foodie Fun. So they're having a 90s night at Disneyland.
Which is sold out, by the way.
You would love that.
I would totally love it.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
Dang. And it's already sold out.
Uh-huh. Well, not like we live there anyway.
It's just down the street.
Yeah, you know, we can get there pretty quickly.
Just down the street, 47 hours later, we'll be there. okay, so for other attractions and such in the area, Harry Potter area announced, or I should say Universal announced that in the Harry Potter area, they're going to have butterbeer snacks across the board and all kinds of different things, butterbeer flavored.
Not at the parks, in the stores.
Oh, in the stores.
Uh-huh. So you will be able to go buy butterbeer Hershey Kisses. Or butterbeer, I think there was cookies and popcorn.
Ooh, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. And up until this point, you couldn't buy actually something with that was referenced.
No, no. This is like a first type of thing. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure it'll sell fast. And I believe it's only for the month of March.
And I'm willing to bet Oreos are going to come out with butterbeer Oreos because they do it with everything.
They could.
Lately.
But it's going to be a limited time thing. So, okay. You wait by the end of March, people will have it like on eBay and stuff.
It will be on eBay the day it drops, and people will be selling it for tons of money, and it's ridiculous.
Like they do. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So we're going to go buy a whole bunch and do it ourselves.
No, we're not.
Universal also dropped some of the menu items that are going to be coming to Epic Universe. They dropped some images and some things like that, which we're getting really close to Epic Universe opening here now. And they wanted to show some of the food items that will be coming there. So that all looked really good. I can't
wait. Super excited.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Can't wait to see all that. SeaWorld is doing their Coasters After Dark. It's going to be in March and April. I think it's 4 weekends, last 2 weekends of March and first 2 weekends of April, where you can go ride roller coasters after dark, which I think is just included in your normal ticket.
I was going to say, you can ride them at night anyway.
Yeah, but I think they do all kinds of different stuff. Maybe it is a separate ticket event and it's only certain things. I'm not sure.
We're super informative, aren't we?
I can't remember. I wrote the article like while we were in Michigan, so I don't remember what it was.
This is a lot to cover. We have 2 weeks worth
it
of
is.
Stuff. So.
Also, Universal dropped tickets for their first Universal Volcano Bay night.
See, now, I would like that.
I would like to go. We've never been to Volcano Bay.
No, we've
so
seen
I'd
it.
I'd like to go see it. Yeah, you can't see it if you go, or you can see it if you just drive down I-4.
And when we stayed at Cabana Bay last
year,
we only stayed, one night?
Yeah, but our room looked right over.
Right over right over Volcano Bay, so you could see, the wave pool, the big wave pool. And
Yeah. It looks really fun. I would like to try it.
I hear it's very expensive in there, but I heard it's a good time.
Yeah. Well, I know when we got our passes, we didn't add the Volcano Bay because it's really expensive to add that option to your ticket. So, but if you love water parks, I guess it's a good deal.
See, I would like to go just to go.
Check it out one time.
Yeah, I would do that after hours thing.
You know, they always offer annual or a Florida resident deals, so we should just keep an eye out for that next time they offer a deal for Florida residents.
Yeah, maybe.
Go
it's not exactly water park weather right now anyway.
Nah. Well, kind of Blizzard Beach type.
It's not.
And then one last thing is Universal did drop new Epic Universe tickets and packages for Florida residents, because there wasn't anything like that. You had to be a Universal pass holder to be able to buy them. And now you can just be
Florida residents,
and get tickets to that. So, and that is going to be opening on May 22nd. I can announce that we have gotten a save the date for Universal's Epic Universe to for a media preview of it. May 19th through the 22nd is what the save the date says.
Yeah, so we have a huge press event coming up. Yes. And it's very exciting. So when, as it gets closer, we will remind you guys, but it's going to be an amazing opportunity to get into the theme park before it's open to the public. So that'll be something that you guys will want to watch.
And we have never covered a park opening. We've covered land openings. We have never covered a full park. So this is going to be all four new lands plus Celestial Park, which is the main hub area.
So exciting.
All the rides, all the merchandise, all the food, all that. And that's why it's going to take more than a day to go through all that and cover it all. So as more information comes out about it, and once we have more finalized details, we will be able to share those with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But we did get the save the date.
Yay.
So we're very excited about that. And thank you to Universal for sending us that.
Heck yeah.
Hopefully it wasn't by mistake.
It wasn't. They sent us the Kronos and the coins. So we're good.
So we're good there. Also, next Wednesday, March 5th, we have a press event at Epcot for Flower and Garden Festival that we will actually be there beginning at 8 a.m. because they're having a press event before the park opens.
Yeah, so we're going to get the scoop on the festival before it opens to the public. Only by an hour, but still,
we get to see it. Even though most of the topiaries and such will probably be out by then, if not all of them will be out by then.
Yeah.
And then also in April, we have another media event we found out about, a two-day media event that has to do with the Disney Destiny cruise ship.
Yeah, and this is unusual because normally, as far as Disney Cruise Line, they have like an online press event or they send over materials. For them to, have us on property for 2 days, I don't know what all this is going to entail, but I'm excited about it because I want to learn about the new ship. And I just get excited at the fact that Disney invites us to partake in these sort of things.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And this ship is the Heroes and Villains ship.
Yeah, so you're going to be all about that.
I'm going to be all about it because, I mean, I know it's going to be Heroes and Villains across all properties, but there is Loki, I know, is going to be a big part of the ship because in all the stuff we have gotten so far, there's always been something for Loki.
Mm-hmm.
So Loki, your boy, is going to be on the ship.
It's not Tom Hiddleston.
He might be. He might show up at the media event.
Yeah, right.
He could be on the original, the first sale.
Uh-huh, sure he will.
What else has he got to do?
Oh, I'm sure he's busy.
He's got nothing going on. He can be on a cruise ship for a while. It's fine. So that's all the news I covered. There was a lot more, but like I said, if there's anything you want to go back and read more information about, just click on the link in the show notes and you can go read the article on the Main Street Mouse. And also make sure that you're watching our page because we put up news every day there. So I have a question for Michelle. And we'll see if I word this so it makes sense. So you've done so much since beginning the Main Street Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
You've done things that you never even knew how to do, reporting and covering events and doing all this stuff. And neither one of us, honestly, never went to school for media, journalism.
Nope.
To run a website talking about Disney and such.
Nope.
Never had any of that in our wants. Never had the idea to open up a women's clothing line either. But that's a whole nother story. But so everything you've done in this community as far as media and covering events and doing things, being on the news, being on the radio, doing all that, is there anything you haven't done or is there anything you would like to do more of that you like doing it so much that you haven't gotten the opportunity to yet or have gotten the opportunity and you want to do it more because you didn't get to do it?
Can we aim big?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
It's a podcast. You can aim whatever you want to.
Say whatever the heck I want. Okay, so I like to talk, as everybody would know.
I thought you were kind of quiet.
But I'm never quiet. I'm a bit obnoxious sometimes. But so after starting the Daydream Believing podcast, talking about real life things and not just Disney. I mean, it just kind of opened it up to multiple things, right?
Everyday life.
Yeah, everyday life and topics that, like, if I see a topic online that people are talking about or something that strikes a chord with me, I can,
Right.
Or feedback from listeners.
And you're not stuck in that Disney.
No, you can talk about all kinds of things.
Right.
I want my own talk show. I would love to have my own talk show.
Wow.
I mean, of course, it's not going to happen, but Even if it
You said we were never going to move to Florida. That was never going to happen. We're never going to be at Disney Media List. That'll never happen. We'll never get an expo. That'll never happen. We'll never have a clothing line. That'll never. Every time you say it'll never happen, it always ends up happening.
I mean, maybe for a local news station. I don't know. But cool. the thing is, I would love to do that. I would love to have more speaking gigs like that. Because as silly as I am and how I laugh at everything and how I'm a bit ridiculous and I will dance in the grocery store and I will do all kinds of, like, I'm just me.
Yeah.
It. But
you're a free spirit.
I'm a free spirit. I'm a good time. So I feel like I have a lot of insight to offer.
Okay, so I got to ask then. So
oh
you
no.
said you want a talk show.
Oh, no.
Are you talking Oprah Winfrey style, Jerry Springer style, Wendy Williams style? Which version of talk show are you aiming?
Wendy.
Are you doing Maury Povich where it's you're not the father? I mean, what type of show are we doing here? Because there's lots of different talk show types.
Okay, so I used to watch the Wendy Williams show, as you know, every day. I loved Wendy. I loved her snarky take on what's going on, and then she'd have guests on.
Right.
So maybe something between Wendy and
Springer.
Maybe no. Yeah, I want people to fight. the Drew Barrymore show.
Okay.
Something like that. That's just you're talking about real life things, but have guests too.
Okay.
But I wouldn't want to be too snarky like Wendy was.
So more of the Oprah side of that.
I don't want to be Oprah.
Serious. Ricky Willeke.
Ricky Willeke.
Sally Jesse Raphael.
Oh my God, I don't remember those. So
Jenny Jones.
Oh my gosh. But definitely not Springer. I mean, just something that, you know, could be like, so how I do the podcast is supposed to feel like it's friends going out
yes.
to dinner. I would like to do a show like that. That is like even a half hour of just like a hangout and
right.
talking about stuff that people like to talk about.
That could actually, you could really have a lot of fun with that, though, setting up the crowd, because you could actually make the audience look like they're all at tables and they're all they could have food or whatever. I mean,
he's got an idea.
Seriously, you could really make that work somehow for television. It would do really well. And actually, you could incorporate the food and drink into the show. Like today, we're having this type of drink and we're
oh
going to have this kind of food.
Daydream Believing, the TV show.
We're going to do it from this office right here. I'm actually in the middle of remodeling our office right now. I really am. But now I'm going to remodel it to put like a sitting section for the crowd. We got to, I don't know where we're going to put the camera.
We would get three people in here maybe.
I'll have to use a Ring camera because I can't set up a full camera in this room with all three people in here.
So if anybody knows anybody in TV broadcasting and you think it's a good idea, hit me up, Michelle at themainstreetmouse.com.
Or go through her agent, Scott at themainstreetmouse.com. I get 15%.
No, but I guess my whole the whole thing is expanding.
Growing the brand. Which
Growing
is the brand,
the brand
is Michelle Atwood. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not the only.
No, if you're going down this road, you are.
Yeah.
This is not to do with the Mainstream Mouse. This is growing your personal brand through your books, through your stuff on Fox and all that stuff. This would be growing you.
Yeah. And I think that, like, I have a lot to offer. And I'm not saying that in a braggy way. I'm saying I've been through a whole lot of
yeah
in my life.
Yeah.
I've been through it.
You know what? Oprah started out as a local newscaster. And look, I'll be your Stedman. I'll be quiet in the background.
Oh my God. No, I just think I have a lot that I could talk about because, I mean, my story is very unconventional. And
very.
I've been through some terrible things and I've been through some great things. And I think that it's, I don't know. I just feel like I would like to reach out to more people. Let's say that.
I would love to see you live on TV go, sidebar.
Sidebar. Point,
sidebar here. We're going to go sidebar.
See, I'm marketable.
We're just going to have shirts made to say sidebar.
Sidebar. Oh my God. You guys, this idea is getting bigger and bigger right
bigger.
Here.
I'm going to go do a whole business proposal. We're going to submit it to ABC, CBS, NBC, everybody.
The sidebar show.
The sidebar show. Come watch the sidebar. What's it about? It's about the sidebar.
It's about sidebars. It's about Michelle Atwood, who cannot stay on topic for anything.
And we need to teach her how to read off of a teleprompter.
I can't do that.
But you're afraid you can't. You could do it. If you had to, you could read off a teleprompter. It's no different than reading anything. Just make sure you have your glasses on or your contacts in so you can see it.
Yeah. Yeah. My life, I go by just winging it. So it would be interesting.
That would be interesting. But you'd have sponsors on television, so you can't really wing it too much.
I don't know.
Well, when that show debuts, we will be sure to let you guys know. It might just end up on YouTube, and we'll put it together. ourselves. You know, it wouldn't be much different than an LOL.
No.
Really? You'd have a guest host, possibly, or a guest.
I could totally do it.
I know you could.
But yeah, so we'll see. It's just an idea.
Okay. Anyway, so that's all I have for this week. Before I go to the sponsors, anything else you want to talk about? Before
we trying to think.
Any news or anything you want to mention? Or
I don't think so.
Okay. So anyway, I just want to mention. Actually, let me say this first. So if you have a question you want me to ask Michelle, email me, scott@themainstreetmouse.com, and I will ask her on the air, and I will say who submitted the question so you get credit for asking the question. Also, if you'd like to submit a question or show idea for Michelle's Daydream Believing podcast, you can email her at michelle@themainstreetmouse.com. That's Michelle with one L. If you use two L's, it won't go through. I don't know how to say it the way she has a whole little rhyme for it, and I'm not good at it.
You Michelle say at it? The Main Street Mouse. Michelle with one L, not two, or your email will not go through.
There you go. So it's Michelle.
It's almost like if the glove don't fit, you must have quit.
She just watched the OJ
thing
on Netflix again, a new one, so that's why she's on that.
There's a new OJ documentary. Watch it on Netflix. It's fantastic.
And I just got to say this. So Daydream Believing sounds like it's all positive and flowers and springtime and all this stuff.
It's a mess.
She talks a lot about murder dramas. True crime is like she talks about at least once every time.
I talk about what's going on TV and what I watch.
But you watch True Crime and 90 Day Fiancé.
Well, yeah.
You make fun of me for Seinfeld and all you watch is True Crime and 90 Day Fiancé.
Well,
and when they merge the two of those together, you will be in your glory.
Oh, my gosh. I like documentaries. All right, anyway.
Anyway, I want to mention our official travel sponsor, MEI Mouse Fan Travel. They will help you book the perfect vacation. Anywhere on our site, you will see their links anywhere. Click on any of those, fill out a small form, and one of their agents will write back to you. Also, they're running a special through the end of February. If you book and you got to read all the disclaimers and all that about it, but they're giving a gift card to you, I think $250 gift card,
something like that,
to you to use on your trip. So if you want to book a trip, it doesn't have to be anytime soon, it could be a year from now, go on, click that, and get that gift card, because that will definitely help on a vacation to
Heck
buy more
yeah.
souvenirs or mm-hmm. food or whatever. Also, our official stroller scooter partner, Kingdom Strollers, they will help you with any rental you need, such as that. They will deliver it to you. They will pick it up at the end of your trip. And it doesn't matter if you're at a resort, if you've rented a home, if you're at wherever, they will come to you, get it, and drop it off, whatever you need. They also rent other stuff, so check out their website, kingdomstrollers.com. Make sure you let them know you heard about them from the Main Street Mouse so they know where you're coming from. That's all I have for this week, so I'm going to let Michelle close us out.
Okay, well, I feel like I've said way too much already, so don't forget about Lost Princess Apparel. We have skorts, we have leggings, we have all kinds of cute stuff for your upcoming Disney vacation, or if you just want a little bit of magical attire wherever you may be. We appreciate it, lostprincessapparel.com. And don't forget to follow the Main Street Mouse, Michelle Atwood, Lost Princess Apparel, all these things across social media. We have Instagram, we have X, we of course have Facebook, we have like YouTube, everything. So make sure you give us a follow, because I work really hard every day to put out content and I would love for you to see it. And on that note, I hope you have a wonderful, fantastic, amazing, magical week ahead, and we will see you real soon.
Our trip around the Magic Kingdom is almost complete. I can't thank you enough for spending part of your day with me. And I hope you've enjoyed your journey much as I've appreciated being a part of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please gather your belongings, watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
On behalf of our entire flight crew, thanks for soaring with us.
Now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home.
Some imagination, huh?